We need to reorient the small-scale farmer to embrace a modernized approach to their source of livelihood. Our manifesto pledge dwelled on high regard for all our farmers. This is in keeping with our promises and goes beyond the novel attempts to address land issues using technology and research. Issues of improved seeds and other planting materials, issues of optimal pricing, distribution and access to fertilizer, issues of expanded and improved irrigable lands, storage and warehousing, improved food security, and accessible and stable markets via the commodity exchange. Let's reignite hope towards agriculture. Let's provide confidence for the nearly 50% of our labor force in agriculture and attract more of our youth away from the rush to small-scale and illegal mining. Let's reorient the youth to the more profitable business of agriculture.
The Minister of Food and Agriculture, Dr. Usuefri Akuto, also reiterated government's commitment to make a difference in the sector. He said the needed infrastructure will be provided to make the plan successful.
Both the President and the Vice President are leading the charge for pursuing agricultural transformation. This event is a clear manifestation of the commitment to the genuine effort to promote agriculture. They are both of the strong conviction that any effort towards development of the economy can only be based on the sustainable growth of agriculture. All these activities on the ground are led by the flagship Planting for Food and Jobs, a vision of the President of the Republic, which has been initiated and implemented in the first year of this administration with such stunning success. Even in this pilot stage this year, 2017, with a focus on 200,000 farmers, it is clear that it holds promise. The target to reach a minimum of 1.5 million of our 5 million farmers by 2020 cannot make the needed impact without the requisite investments in roads, marketing facilities, agro-processing, and other supporting infrastructure.
The two-day consultative meeting will focus broadly on three thematic areas. They are policy framework, technology and innovation, and agricultural financing. The meeting is expected to come out with an initial comprehensive plan for an integrated agricultural industry.